All right, are you ready to join Dr. Stephen Stosny and soar some more? I tell you what, it's amazing what he shared with us about the brain. Remember, he talked with us about the toddler brain and the adult brain and the need to ensure that we are becoming more and more skilled at using our toddler brain less and less and using our adult brain more and more. One of the things that I last shared with you from his book, Soar Above, is that we need to work on continually improving ourselves. And I pointed out how one of the things that he says we need to consider when it comes to improving is that we can just try to make something a little better. It doesn't have to necessarily be a situation wherein we are making huge, huge improvements all at one time. It can be a little bit at a time. And remember, it's important because he pointed out, and I thought this was so significant, that we begin to lose meaning, purpose, health, and well-being when we stop trying to improve. So keep trying to improve. Now, something else that we can do to help ourselves soar is focus on protecting. Yep, protecting. He points out that protection of valued persons is a fundamental survival instinct. And he points out that we're really not descended from early humans who some say lacked the instinct to protect and as a result went extinct. I'm not so sure that there ever was a time period where humans lacked the instinct to protect and went extinct. But here are some elements of protection. In fact, I want to ask you, what do you think about? What comes to your mind when you think about protecting people? And if you want to narrow it down to your own family, cool. Yourself and your family. What do you think about when you think about protecting? All right. My guess is quite a few of you were saying to make sure we defend them if someone's trying to harm them. And that is definitely a form of protection. But let me share with you the elements that Dr. Stosny points out. Elements of protection. Nurture. Yep. Elements of protection are nurture. We nurture the people. We reassure them. We encourage them. We support them. And we show love and affection. I know for some people it's important that you also hear the people who you love and the people who say they the people who love you. It's important that you hear them say they love you. It's important that they tell you. And I would encourage us to really, really pick up on whatever signs there are that someone we love also loves us and value any and all indications that they love us. Don't insist that they do it this way, particularly when we're talking about parents. When it comes to the husband-wife relationship, I think more adjustment is needed. So that if this is what really works for your spouse, you really should be willing to make whatever changes to your personality are needed to give your spouse what your spouse needs when it comes to the show of love. And vice versa. Your spouse should be willing to make whatever adjustments he or she needs to make in order to give you what you need to feel fulfilled in the relationship. But when it comes to protecting, he focuses on the importance of nurturing, reassuring, encouraging, supporting, and showing love and affection. Now, I know, you know, when we think about the whole issue of defending them if someone is trying to harm them, and we think, well, that's got to be the most important way to protect our loved ones. Well, I don't know what is the most important, but I do know that we should consider this. We should consider how often any of those is needed. How often do we need to defend our loved one when someone is trying to harm them, compared to how often we need to nurture our loved one, how often we need to reassure, how often we need to encourage, how often we need to support, how often we need to show love and affection. And of course, coming to our loved one's defense is a way to show love and a way to support. But how often can we also show love and show support and they have nothing to do with defending our loved one, supporting them in their quest to become a college student, a musician, an actress, supporting them as they look for ways to build up their resume and get some volunteer action services under their belt, supporting them when it seems like there's so much going on in their lives that the stress is just catching up. Encourage, encourage, encourage. So I'm not saying or even suggesting that coming to their defense is not important. It is important to defend our loved ones, even if it means someone at school, and that someone may be a faculty member, is picking on them. Our children want to be protected. They want to know they can count on their adult parent to intervene and at least try to find out what's really going on, because sometimes our children won't always be honest with us, and they'll try to make it seem like they're the innocent ones when really they're the ones creating the drama. But at least look into it and try to determine what type of intervention is appropriate. Not saying don't come to their defense. I'm not saying don't come to your spouse's defense if someone is trying to harm your spouse. I'm just saying I can see why nurturing and reassuring and encouraging and supporting and showing love and affection are also very important elements of protection. These are things that have to be done on a regular basis. Think of ways you've done this already. One of these or all of them, some combination of them. Think about ways that you'll do them in the future. And you may even want to have a conversation with your family members and let them know, this is what I'm going to be working on doing. I've been doing this before, but I think I want to step it up. I want to do this more. And I haven't been doing this so much. Maybe I've been doing a great job. You know, I think I've been doing okay when it comes to reassuring, but I don't think that I, you know, when you've had doubts about this or that, but I don't think that I've been as supportive as I could have been. I really don't think I've shown you as much love and shown you as much affection as I could have been showing and probably should have been showing. So I'm going to be deliberately working on doing better in those areas. And then work at it. Keep your promise. Work to become better in those areas. And if you would like for your family member to somehow begin to offer you something that you've been wanting from your family members that they haven't really been coming through on, share that with them and ask them, hey, will you step it up and offer that to me more often? Talking about creating a win-win situation at home where each one of you is doing what you can to help every one of you enjoy that home environment to the fullest. And you believe me when I say that is truly a great way for each one of you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.